This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, June 23rd. Will it be Independence Day for Britain, or will it be a vote into obscurity? Of course, the polls are telling us are very evenly divided in Britain, but not in the United States, interestingly enough. There was a poll conducted. Forbes reported that 80% of Americans want Britain to leave the EU. I would be one of those. We would support that. We would say, try leaving the large organization. It worked out great for us when we left Britain. And, you know, the interesting thing in that poll was that former colonies like Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they also support it. But you look, all the rest of the countries, the European countries, all of them said no, interestingly enough. Even though there's a lot of talk about France and other countries, I think they understand that if Britain stays in, they're going to be able to keep this thing from unraveling. And that's the key reason we're seeing so much funny business that's going on in Britain. And I think we're going to talk about Brexit when we come back. But first, I want to talk about, you know, there was a lot of talk yesterday about the presidential campaign. There was a lot of talk about what Donald Trump did. I didn't see anywhere that anybody mentioned outside of the local newspaper in Raleigh, the News and Observer, talked about the fact that when Hillary Clinton went to North Carolina for her prepared speech, the candidate for governor, the Democrat candidate for governor, the Democrat candidate, the candidate for Senate, the major Democrat candidates in the state did not go to the speech. Isn't that interesting? I find that very interesting, and I find it very interesting. Of course, not anything new that the mainstream media would cover for that. We also have some Supreme Court decisions that came down today. Briefly in the news, we've got Obama's immigration plan was blocked by the Supreme Court. Of course, this was a 4-4 tie. What that will do is allow a lower court decision to stand. It will not establish a precedent in that case. And what was this about? Well, this was something that was led by 26 Republicans, 26 Republican-dominated states, I should say, pushing back against the idea that Obama is going to give special treatment and block the deportation of 4 million immigrants. These are people who came here as children. These are people who are the parents of the children that they wanted to come in here. Okay, so he was going to protect all of these from being deported. And basically, the lower court said, no, he doesn't have the authority to do that. He doesn't have the authority to overrule immigration law, does he? By executive order. So great. That's a good decision at the lower court. The Supreme Court couldn't make a decision 4-4. Couldn't decide whether or not the president can rule by executive fiat. Isn't that amazing? But that's going to let that lower court ruling stand. Another one that I found interesting, the high court strikes limits on, put some limits on drunk driving test laws. Now, they're saying that the police can still do a, they can still penalize you for not doing a breath test, but they're saying that they need to have a search warrant if they're going to do a blood test, that you can refuse with a blood test. Now, it's not clear, based on this article that I read here from the AP, whether or not they're going to allow the drivers to have any say-so as to whether or not they're going to have a forced blood draw. Of course, that's what we have here in Texas, and some other states have started doing that. I would assume that they're not going to allow that. But, of course, the penalties that we have in all 50 states, as the article points out, if you refuse any of these drunk driving tests, they will take your license. But there were 11 states that added additional criminal penalties over that. Isn't that amazing? They take the fundamental right to move in this country, and they turn it into a privilege that the government grants. And then they say, if you don't take these tests, if you don't give us your blood on demand, we're not only going to take away that privilege, which used to be a right to move around, but we're also going to add additional criminal penalties to you. I had somebody on Twitter tell me, you know, well, there's a fundamental difference between walking down the street and driving a car. And I said, yeah. Yeah, the fundamental difference is the way they treat you. But don't worry. They're going to make walking down the street a privilege pretty soon, too. They'll be forcing taking your blood when you're walking down the street as well. That's what these vampires are going to do. Stay with us. We're going to talk about Brexit, and we're going to talk about this ridiculous filibuster going on in the House. We'll be right back.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, June 23rd, 2016. I'm David Knight. We were just talking about some Supreme Court decisions that came out. Of course, they had a ruling on whether or not there could be additional penalties against you if you refuse to take a drunk driving blood test. Now, of course, they're going to remove your license. They always say that because it's a privilege, not a right, to travel in this country, they say. But, of course, this is going to affect rulings in states such as Minnesota, North Dakota. Here's the 11 states. Alaska, Florida, Indiana, Louisiana, Nebraska, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. Now, they didn't mention Texas in there because in Texas and some other states, I think it's in Louisiana, I think we heard some stories about forced blood draws. I mean, you know, really, seriously, strapping you down. Not only saying, well, we're going to take your license away, but we're not even going to wait for that. We're going to forcibly strap you to a gurney and draw blood out of you. And we've had situations we've reported on here where the people that they did that to were totally sober. Totally sober. Are we going to allow ourselves to be treated that way? Evidently so. And evidently, even though they ruled against these additional penalties, There's nothing in here about forced blood draws. Now, they don't even mention Texas. So that's a pretty amazing thing here. But, of course, you know, we don't really have rights, do we? You know, as I said, I got people arguing with me on Twitter saying, well, yeah, it's a different thing if you're walking down the road or if you're driving a car. Driving a car, you shouldn't have fundamental rights. That ought to be a privilege granted by the government. My dad drove a car when he was 8 years old. When he was responsible enough, as judged by his father, who had a vested interest in not seeing his expensive car wrecked, he let him drive the car down the road. That was way back, okay? But the bottom line is, you know, they're doing the same thing now in Virginia. They're saying you can't drive a boat without a special license unless you are over a certain age, because they know people my age aren't going to stand up for that BS. We're not going to have you turn our rights into privileges. But look at this in Florida, okay? You think, wow, that's different. People are operating a dangerous motor vehicle, and we need to determine ahead of time whether they're okay. Look, let the insurance company adjudicate and have an independent person say, hey, this is a good driver or not a good driver. I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm not okay, actually, with them forcing you to buy insurance. I think you ought to be able to sue people. I don't have to have insurance to do most of the things I do in life, and I don't agree with insurance for cars either. You know, I'm kind of an anarchist, I guess, but I do believe that government is good for some things, not very many. And whatever they do, they don't seem to do it very well, do they? Look at this. In Florida, you got an attorney says growing vegetables is not a fundamental right. Okay, not a fundamental right. This woman lived in Miami Shores for 17 years, growing vegetables in her front yard. Now the city has decided, since 2014, they're going to assess her $50 a day. $50 a day for growing vegetables. Okay, so they've got a nonprofit organization that's taking up her case. And the attorney that they corresponded to for the city said, there certainly is not a fundamental right to grow vegetables in your front yard, he said. See, that's where we go. If we're going to throw away our liberty for safety, for the promise of safety, we're going to throw it away for the promise of security or for prosperity, we will become slaves. We won't be able to walk down the street without getting a forced blood draw either. So let's talk about what's going on with guns, okay? Let's go to something else. It's really dangerous, guns, when they're not used properly, all right? You got these House Democrats who are staging a sit-in to protest the fact there's no gun control votes. They don't like the Democratic process. They also don't seem to understand that while the Senate has a process called a filibuster, they don't. They don't have a process called a filibuster. What they do is they have, and I love the way they put it in The Economist. They say, this is guerrilla theater performances in the chamber of the House of Representatives. They say, there's a couple of dozen normally buttoned-down members of Congress assuming awkwardly demure poses after dropping their suited and skirted rear ends to the carpeted floor and sitting there for 24 hours. So, you know, it's now over. I guess, you know, the filibuster, I guess they said, instead of it being a filibuster, I guess they said, I feel my butt hurt, and they stopped, okay? But they got their moment of guerrilla theater, and they put it out on social media. And, of course, we had that one incident where you had a representative from Texas, Louis Gohmert, got up and got very close in a yelling match, and people said, well, it looks like they came pretty close to coming to blows. I got other members from both sides to part them. They said earlier, these people shouted down Speaker Paul Ryan when he attempted to restore order as their protest stretched into the night. And here's the point. You know, they don't have a filibuster, as I said, but you wind up getting a sit-in because you have a chair, Paul Ryan, who doesn't work. When you don't have a chair, you wind up with a sit-in. So he tried to get control of it overnight. He tried to bring order. He couldn't do it. And they're in there shouting, chanting, we shall overcome. As if it's a civil rights meeting. Should somebody tell these people that if they want to approach civil rights, they don't take our fundamental God-given rights to protect ourselves that are guaranteed in the Constitution and try to overturn that? Instead, what they ought to do is stand behind the Sixth Amendment and say you're not going to create these secret lists where people are put on it without their knowledge, where they're not given an opportunity to defend themselves in a public and speedy trial. That's what the Constitution says, right? have a jury trial of their peers, be afforded a lawyer if they can't afford one. All these things are in the Sixth Amendment. They don't care about that. The no-fly list is already punishment assigned to people who have merely been accused in absentia, secretly, by a star chamber process of being bad guys. That's all I have to do. So they don't want to stand up for real civil rights. Okay? And the true irony of it is, if you look at the picture of this guy, John Lewis, okay, as Dermot Breen and Leanne McAdoo are pointing out, this is a guy who's been on the no-fly list multiple times himself, along with Ted Kennedy. Okay? He should know better than this. As a matter of fact, he's been on civil rights. He's been on a watch list himself because he was a civil rights activist, just like Martin Luther King was on a watch list himself. They don't care about that because now he's part of the power establishment, isn't he? Now John Lewis is part of the establishment. So now what he demands is that other people be put on watch lists. And not only that, other people be punished. He wasn't punished for being on a watch list, okay? But he wants to enact punishments. He wants to say, well, we put you on a list and label you as such, then, you know, you're going to have to, you're not going to be able to travel. That no-fly list, as I pointed out, it's going to be a no-drive list. It's going to be a no-walk list, house arrest. All right? That's how our rights disappear. Why do you think they use the words infringement in the Second Amendment? Because they're not going to take them all at once. It is soft tyranny. It is soft martial law. They're moving the fence gradually onto your property and leaving it there. And then saying, well, you didn't do anything about that infringement around the edge, so now that property belongs to me. So your rights are property. And so they're saying, oh, that property now belongs to me. All right? So this guy, John Lewis, is now the face of the surveillance state. He's now the face of the police state. He used to be the target of the police state back in the day. Then he sold out when he became the establishment. And we got Paul Ryan, who can't do anything because he's a busted chair. Now, I want to play for you one of the House Democrats, Charlie Rangel, who comes in and is confronted by the Daily Caller's Carrie Pickett. And she asked him some great questions, and he gave her some very candid answers about the right of people to keep guns. She asked him about, well, shouldn't ordinary law-abiding citizens have guns? Oh, no. But you have guns to protect yourself. Oh, that's different. We need guns to protect us. Okay, let's play that clip.
But overall, if it's difficult to get a concealed weapon permit, I'm glad to hear that.
But why is it that only the
well, that's corruption.
Well, celebrities and, like, and then the people in your district, a number of them who are law-abiding citizens, many of them would want to carry a concealed carry.
I wouldn't want them to have it. I know what you're trying to say. But corruption is corruption. It's bad.
Okay, but, like, let's talk about that for a second. Why should, say, the uber-wealthy who have protection, had that protection, but individuals who are law-abiding citizens in your district should not? Let's talk about that.
Well, law-abiding citizens just shouldn't have to carry a gun. You know that. So you're not going to push me in that direction.
But you're protected by guns all over the place here in the Capitol.
Well, that's a little different. I think we need to be protected down here.
Oh, they need to be protected, but law-abiding citizens don't. You know, I don't think law-abiding citizens should have a gun carry permit. No, but we need to have an army protecting us. Let's look at Uber. Uber, you know, they're ahead of the game here. They've enacted their own gun control. And they did it after a shooting. Good for them. Oh, but wait a minute. This was a shooting where a gun was used to save lives. They used a gun to save lives. Okay? This comes 3 months after an Uber driver with a concealed carry license thwarted an attempt at a mass shooting by pulling his own weapon and shooting a gunman who had opened fire in Chicago's Logan Square. And, of course, this is an individual who has all the permits in a place like Chicago, where it's nearly impossible to do it. As they were saying to him, it's virtually impossible unless you were the uber rich in New York to get a carry permit. And he goes, oh, well, you're talking about a situation of corruption. It's like, uh-huh, uh-huh. And it's corruption when Rangel has protection and you don't too. Okay? That's also corruption. It's also a violation of our rights. But the Chicago Tribune reported the driver was watching a group of people walk in front of his car on North Milwaukee Avenue just before midnight when a 22-year-old just began firing into a crowd. So he pulled over, pulled his gun out, shot the guy three times, shin, thigh, lower back, stopped the shooting. Now, Uber says, we're going to ban guns. This is in a city that recorded the 300th homicide this last weekend, 13 over Father's Day weekend alone. A no-gun zone, Chicago. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. We were just talking about the House whiners who took over the process of the House of Representatives and We had Paul Ryano unwilling or unable to shut that down. Of course, they've stopped that now. But Leanne McAdoo gave this to our producer who ran in here and said, hey, here's a letter from just 2 years ago. Signed by a lot of these Democrats, okay, especially John Lewis, who's become the spokesperson for this, saying, sent this to Homeland Security and said, watch lists are an important tool to guard against terrorism, but they must strike the right balance with U.S. civil rights and liberties. Innocent Americans who are placed on the watch list, there has to be a method for them to have redress for this. Yeah, you know what it's called? The Sixth Amendment. And so they wrote this letter of concern, and if you got that document cam there, you can see John Lewis's signature right there as part of that document right there. Okay? Yet now they're not concerned about that. And you know what? Nothing has changed, except it's gotten worse. Okay? And now they want to use that to apply punishments to people on the list when they know that innocent people are being put on that list. And also in the news today, we have users claiming that Google, this is via Drudge Report on Daily Caller, users are claiming that Google is putting Trump emails in their spam box. These are people who use Gmail. And they say, hey, all these Trump campaign things are being automatically put in spam, even though I didn't want it that way. And, of course, there's been previous reports by Julian Assange, they point out, WikiLeaks, saying Google is directly engaged with the Hillary Clinton campaign. We've seen evidence of this. We know that former CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt, last year started an organization called The Groundwork with the intention of getting Hillary Clinton elected. And, of course, there's been more than 400 visits to the White House, to the Obama White House, by the Google people. So, yeah, they're going to censor that. You know, one way that you can get the message out, that you can get out there and get this information out, we talked about this yesterday, Slate was absolutely apoplectic about the fact that there was a professional poker player, 27-year-old lady who was also on the latest season of Survivor, and she was in Vegas wearing a Hillary for Prison t-shirt, our t-shirt. They even say she got it at InfoWars. Oh, these people are paranoid. Well, you know, she's informed. As a matter of fact, she voted for Obama in 2008, she said, but, you know, she understood what he's done. She's not happy with what he did, and she sees Hillary Clinton as a corrupt criminal. And she is. And if you want other people to understand that you want to put her in the big house and not in the White House, get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt. We have an incredible discount going on right now on those t-shirts. Right now, you can get your first one for 50% off. And if you sign up for our newsletter, you can get the second one for 75% off. So that's an incredible discount off of already very competitive priced t-shirts. Take a look at that. It's a great design. Very, very popular. You'll see them all over the place. And it's a, let's say, a conversation starter, especially with the mainstream media. We've also got some news here on Brexit. A lot of people are wondering, when are we going to get some results? Well, we're not going to have any exit polls there, interestingly enough. This is an article that appeared yesterday where they were talking about. They said, you know, unlike normal general elections, there won't be any exit polls at 10 p.m. London time or 5 p.m. Eastern time when the voting stations close. That's because none of the British broadcasters have commissioned any exit polls because of concerns over accuracy. That's according to the Telegraph. Concerns over accuracy. Now, would that be concerns over the accuracy of the exit polls? No, I don't think so. I think that'd be concern over the accuracy of the reported results, don't you think? Because, you see, as I put in that that one-minute liner that we've been playing today, one of the ways that, easiest ways, most direct ways to understand if there's voter fraud is to actually ask the people who showed up at the polls and voted as they're walking out of the poll. Who did you vote for? And we have that in the United States in our elections. It's run by one organization. They do it as a pool for all of the mainstream media. They do it for all the cable companies, Fox, CNN, others, AP, UPI, you know, all these. Well, I don't think UPI is around anymore, but they do it for AP. They do it for CBS, NBC, ABC, CBS, NBC. But you never see the results in America. Our State Department, when it looks at the results from foreign countries' exit polls, they look at it and they say, hey, if this is more than 2%, we suspect fraud. We have situations here where Hillary was running against Bernie in the primaries. We've got 11 states where Hillary got between 5 and 10% more in the reported results than she did out of the exit polls. And so there's an organization, as I've reported before, that is putting together a possible racketeering lawsuit against that. They're waiting to get the information out of California about that. We've seen this happen before in Brazil. In Brazil, the woman who they're now trying to impeach, and I haven't kept up with that. I don't know what happened with that. But I know that when she ran in 2014, she was behind 9.6% in the polls, then won. Electronic voting machines and no exit polls. That's the way they do it, folks. When we come back,
we're going to have
Alex Jones joining us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm about to throw to a very important video report that's posted at InfoWars.com by John Bowen that really boils my blood. Now, I get Google alerts sent to my so-called smartphone when InfoWars.com or the words Alex Jones are basically in a major news story. And so I get hundreds, if not thousands, of different links sent to me a day. Sometimes there are thousands of articles a day that have InfoWars.com or the words Alex Jones in it. Not to mention Prison Planet or Paul Watson or Joe Biggs or Jakari Jackson or Leanne Mack, who the list goes on and on. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm simply pointing out to listeners InfoWars is having a huge effect. Now, let's talk about though, where InfoWars.com or Alex Jones are being discussed. I'm not talking about a Google alert when just someone says my name on the web. That'd be hundreds of thousands or millions of times a day. I'm talking about Google News aggregate that is of so-called establishment news sites. We're talking thousands of links a day, some days, always hundreds. And it is vicious attacks. It is disinformation. It is outright lies. It is total fabrication. And some people would say, Alex, we really feel sorry for you. Isn't that terrible? I want to tell the listeners, this is wonderful, fabulous, fantastic news. To be targeted like this, to have them try to assassinate my name and my crew's name and InfoWars' name, shows we are over the target. To use the old World War II analogy that we use so much because it's so perfect, they didn't really have, you know, good ways of detecting, especially in cloudy weather, where the cities were or the bases or the factories they were bombing. But they would steer towards the flak or the anti-aircraft shells that were bursting in the air and then sending out ribbons of steel. They would fly basically into those clouds because they knew that directly below it was the main targets they were hitting. If one B-17 could get a few bombs into, say, a Panzer tank factory, that could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of lives. So those pilots were there risking themselves. Well, all I'm risking is my name and a bunch of zombies that still read mainstream news. And most of the people that read mainstream news aren't even zombies. I mean, I harp on this because it's so important. We're talking about, again, a 6% approval rating in a national poll the Associated Press did. 6% of people trust mainstream media. 6%. Now, again, I know. I harp on that every day. Just think about that. This is a discredited group of trash. Now, with that said, though, boy, yesterday and today, I got over 100 links sent to me out of New York Daily News, out of Idaho Statesman, out of Twin Falls Times, out of Salon, out of the Daily Beast, you know, all the so-called liberal publications, with headlines like this: story of Syrian refugees raping Idaho girl is false. Or they've got other ones saying, you know, right-wing conspiracy sites push story, false story about Syrian refugees raping girl. You can go see these for yourself. Of course, Snopes, run by one lady and her cat, you know, is the authority and weighs in and says none of it's true. It didn't happen. And when you go read the articles, it's incredible. They go, oh, you got caught in disinformation. This all just came from the internet, places like InfoWars.com and message boards. And they weren't Syrian refugees. No, they were from other Middle Eastern countries. Well, we know that. That's our whole point. Most of the so-called Syrian refugees are invaders that went into Syria with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, got their butts kicked, and then came to Europe and then to the United States. So, A, Syrian refugee is just a term for Muslims from Africa and the Middle East and Asia, Central Asia being brought in. Okay, that's... So we're not discredited there. We link to local news reports, TV, and print with the people at city council saying you covered up this rape. Then they go on to say, well, we've arrested these youth, but they didn't rape her. They touched her, but we're just going to stop there. So they're judge, jury, and executioner, and the whole case is sealed. So, A, the story's not a hoax, even according to police. People were arrested. And the town is saying there's a cover-up. Then they go on to say, oh, the right-wingers always claim that refugees rape people. All over Europe, from Sweden to Germany to France to Spain to Portugal to Greece to Italy, they cover up the refugees and the crime waves and the mass rapings until it gets so bad that refugees are running around pooping on the street, pooping in pools, shooting guns in the air that are illegal, running around grabbing and raping hundreds of women at a time. The German mayors say, come out and say, you know, don't wear short miniskirts, or we've got to ban Oktoberfest or have it behind closed doors because it makes the Muslims angry. On and on and on. I mean, the first time it was fake? No, it wasn't. The second time, was it a fake story? No, it wasn't. The 500th time, was it a fake story? No. The 10,000th time? It's over 10,000 reported rapes the last year by Islamicists in France alone. It got to the point now where France, Sweden, and Germany are ordering police not to put where the person's from. And then they just say that a Frenchman raped, or they say a German raped. You know, this guy, this Muslim that stabbed two police officers last week in France, he wasn't even from France, but they put him up on TV and said, the Frenchman. The Frenchman was from North Africa. The Frenchman was from Pluto. The Frenchman was from Mars. The Frenchman was from Toledo, Ohio. The Frenchman was from Japan. Anywhere but France. So on and on and on. This is the culture. Any unoffended woman can be raped. This is what goes on in these countries. These countries are the most backward scum holes you can imagine, where in Saudi Arabia, if a woman gets raped, they execute her. It's her fault she got raped. They throw acid on women's faces, all this. And then they sit there with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles with my name in it and InfoWars name saying, I'm a liar, when we didn't even discover the story. We reported it like 15th hand after it had been in three TV stations and two newspapers at least that we sourced in our article that was mainstream. Our headline said that people were protesting at the city council alleging a cover-up of an alleged rape. So, A, we didn't say that there had been a rape. We went with their headline, there had been an alleged rape, and there was a big controversy about it. And then Drudge Report picked up our journalistic story that broke down what people were saying. Now, I don't know whether the little girl was raped or not, or whether she was urinated on. I don't know that. But that's exactly what people from the very same countries have been caught doing all over Europe, and we have thousands of videos of them carjacking people, hundreds of videos of the mass raping and groping and going insane and crazy. And then you sit there and use your magic word because you're such big intellectuals and say that I'm a conspiracy theorist and that none of this exists. So, am I worried about these type of attacks? No. Because the 6% that read these publications and believe it are brain dead Stockholm Syndrome victims who don't know what planet they're living on. I will continue to tell the truth. I will continue to seek out the truth. I will continue to take action against tyrants. I will continue to never back down. And I know our supporters are taking action as well. You can try to censor the internet. You can try to lie about us. You can try to do whatever you want. We're going to move forward, and we're going to expose your new world order. More of Paul Watson coming up, more of David Knight and others co-hosting while I'm on the road. But first, this powerful John Bound report recapping what I just broke down. But you can go read these articles and see how they are the anatomies of deception. They are the very tissue of lies. I mean, just so many other lies I didn't get to. Okay? Implying we said it was a rape. We reported on the controversy. Implying we were wrong about where the refugees are from. No, we document this is the cover for the total invasion. And then implying, and the bigger angle is they're authorizing a mosque to be built for them and not authorizing locals to even do repairs on their houses. They roll out the red carpet for these people. We need to have a serious discussion about the real numbers of these folks being brought in. It's probably 100 times what we're being told conservatively. All right, here is John Bound's powerful report, and then back to the live crew in Austin, Texas, London, England, and more.
Three Syrian refugees reportedly raped a little girl at knife point in Idaho before urinating on her body. An incident that prompted furious residents to accuse Twin Falls City Council members of covering up the assault. The sexual assault allegedly took place on June 2nd, but has received virtually no media attention aside from one vague KMVT report. However, residents have been circulating what really happened on social media, with the Creeping Sharia blog reporting that the victim was a young girl who was born premature and is less developed for her age. The victim's grandmother found the victim and then called the girl's mother, who called the police. The police took 2.5 hours to arrive, but were unable to take any action due to the language barrier. When she arrived, the mother of the alleged rapist was only able to say, "No police," while the father reportedly congratulated his 13-year-old son. Video of the entire assault was captured on the boy's cell phone. But according to the Idaho Statesman, the Twin Falls County Prosecutor, Grant Loeb, says there were no Syrians involved, there was no knife involved, and there was no gang rape. Loeb continued, "There is a small group of people in Twin Falls County whose life goal is to eliminate refugees, and thus far they have not been constrained by the truth. They have not been constrained by the truth in the past, and I don't expect them to be constrained by the truth in the future. Truth. These supposed city leaders would have the good people of Twin Falls believe there isn't any invasion of psychotic refugees gradually flooding the United States that will soon resemble the horror transpiring in Europe. Just listen to your elected leaders. They know best, right? Well,
so the first item is general public input. If there is anyone here from the public who wishes to address the council on an issue that is not on tonight's agenda, now is your chance to please come forward.
We've been made aware of a situation, an alleged assault of a minor child, and we can't get any information on it. Apparently, it's been indicated that it was the perpetrators were four Muslim youth that conducted this. I guess it was rape, and we've heard that it's consensual, but my concern is there's no such thing as consensual rape of a minor.
I am telling you, I am not aware of a news story about allegations of an assault against a minor in our community by Islamists.
Now, Idaho's First News has confirmed that a reported sexual assault around the Fondbrook Apartments in Twin Falls is being investigated by the Twin Falls Police Department. The incident allegedly occurred on June 2nd. Twin Falls County Prosecutor Grant Lopes has confirmed the investigation, but says there will be no charges filed in the case until the investigation is complete. Unconfirmed reports concerning the case are circulating on social media, but no one will comment officially on the case while it is still under investigation.
Where is the national media on this story? The only outrage is actually from the politically correct downplaying the crime. As Snopes.com has labeled the information circulating on the web as mostly false, and it appears Loeb actually was right. Technically, the miners accused of the assault weren't Syrian. They were from Sudan and Iraq, and the rest of the details are hidden from public view because miners committed the heinous act. Loeb's BS is correct. But rather than protect America's children by getting to the bottom of it and calming any fears brewing within the local community, the Twin Falls City Council would have anyone concerned branded a bigot and a white supremacist. The council was also grilled as to how a mosque was approved after just 24 hours, whereas a new home application would take at least 2 weeks just to process. Just another blatant example of what may be coming to, or without you even knowing, is currently happening in your community.
You might look at us and think that we're some kind of a coalition of weirdos, and actually, there's professionals, there's business owners, there's college graduates. We're not just a bunch of weird people. We're people that are living here in this community, paying our taxes, or nationals of somewhere in the United States or Idaho. And we have what we feel, anyway, are legitimate concerns.
Due to mounting pressure from the Twin Falls community, the families of the boys accused of the assault have since been evicted. John Bound for Infowars.com.
That's a great report from our reporter, John Bound, putting together people's concerns because we're not seeing any vetting or background checks for the people we're bringing into this country, are we? And, of course, anytime they commit crimes, it's covered up, and we're told, as he pointed out in the report, oh, it's an American who did this or a Frenchman who did this. Well, they're second generation. And as we've talked about that, the second generation is far more dangerous as a group than the first generation. When they're brought in here, the first generation understands something about where they came from, but the second generation has been fed this diet of hate in the schools, and they're looking to create a second identity. And in the cases of these Muslim communities, they've also been self-ghettoized, where they're not really getting out in the other crowd. They don't mix with other people. So all these factors come together and create this situation. Now, before we go back to Brexit, I just want to point out some of the specials we've got today. We've got the Tim Kennedy special still going, 15% off of Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12. You find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, all of our Alexa Pure water filters, from the largest system down to the shower filter, are still 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we have Hillary for Prison at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Hillary for Prison T-shirt. You can get 50% off the Hillary for Prison T-shirt. When you go there, you'll see a link to sign up for the newsletter. If you sign up for the newsletter and you're a new newsletter recipient, you get a code and you can get a second T-shirt or more for 75% off. This is a great way to spread the message as to which house Hillary needs to be sent to. Okay. And that's the big house. Now, we're not going to have any results for the Brexit vote, interestingly enough, for quite some time. And as I pointed out before, that's because they have chosen not to do any exit polls. I mean, don't you really find that suspicious? The news organization says, no, on this big event, right, the biggest event these people are going to vote on in their lives, we don't really want to have the results for you right away. We want these to trickle in gradually and slowly overnight, where they can manage the results and manage expectations. And as I point out, having no exit polls is the first sign of massive rigging of elections. Now, take a look at this article that we have at Infowars.com. Brexit Insider says the European Union is the new Soviet Union. And, of course, this is taken from my interview yesterday with Lord Christopher Monckton. Take a look at the article. Take a look at the interview. He had a lot to say, but let me read you a couple of the excerpts from what he had to say yesterday. He said the European Constitution is an entirely anti-democratic constitution. In fact, it's very much like the Soviet Constitution on which it was modeled. All that has happened is the Soviet Constitution has moved westward, and we are now effectively the European Supreme Soviet. He said, don't be fooled by all the economic arguments. So the Treasury has simply made up numbers to try to say we would go bankrupt if we were out of the European Union. We'll go bankrupt for sure if we're in it. In the last two decades, the stock market in London has had its worst two decades in 650 years of operation. That's how well the EU has done for us. And finally, he says, imagine if you were in the United States and you were told that you had to depend on 27 other nations on their will, any of whom could say no to anything you did. That's what we have in Europe, he said. We have a dictatorship. So will today be Independence Day for Britain? Not sure. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Thank you.
the Alex Jones Show for our final segment. I'm David Knight. As we were saying, as we went to break, we have an article on Infowars.com. Brexit Insider says EU is the new Soviet Union. It truly is about sovereignty. They talk a lot about economics. And, of course, the Leave people have some very specific metrics that they've taken, saying, look at how much more we're sending each week to the European Union that we're losing, a net loss of £350 million. That's about $500,000 a week they're sending. Said, we could use this however we wish here. We could put it into the national health system that they have there, the welfare system or whatever. But that's going to other people who write our laws, who write 60% of our laws. You can't have prosperity when you lose your sovereignty. And there was an interesting article that came out this last weekend from the Washington Post. They say Europe worries that a Brexit vote could trigger a stampede of exits. And I thought this opening paragraph was very interesting. They said, the decision could lead to the destruction of one of the most ambitious political projects since the Holy Roman Empire. And what we see now happening is truly part of the world government plan. We've been saying that for a very long time. It is an ambitious political process to remove sovereignty from all of the Western governments who really oppose these neo-colonialists. We're the only ones that had the power and the wealth to oppose the globalists. And so they're shutting down our governments. They're going to have their way in the third world, just as they always have. But now they're treating us as if we were their colonies, and they're shutting down our governments. And the Washington Post is talking about this. They say, among the casualties, critics fear could be plans for a massive free trade deal between the United States and Europe. They say, the days, if they get out of this agreement, they say the days in which leaders convened in Brussels to hand over even more sovereignty to the European Union may be over if Britain departs, say diplomats. You see, that's the problem. That's what's destroying Britain as well as the other countries. They're handing over, they're meeting in Brussels to hand over the sovereignty to this foreign body. And that is not going to stop if they remain. Okay? They say, well, it might stop if we remain. And they have a quote from a guy who says, we have a flag, we have an anthem. We don't have much of what supports that flag and that anthem, said the chief of staff to Jacques Delors, the leader of the European Commission, from 1985 to 1995. He was considered to be one of the main architects of the modern EU. So they got a flag, they got an anthem, but they don't have the things to support this United States of Europe, which is now being consolidated with America, with the transatlantic partnership. That's the next step. They don't want it to unravel before they go to the next step of consolidation. And they go on to say, this is Washington Post openly talking about how they're consolidating this and taking away people's sovereignty. They say the turmoil is, quote, extremely disappointing to the founding fathers who thought they were like medieval alchemists, he said. They thought they could transform the stone of economic integration into the gold of political integration. Understand that. They've got to take this stone and turn it into gold. Okay? What is the stone? Economic integration. They want to turn that into political integration. And that's what we're telling you. The Trans-Pacific and the Transatlantic partnerships are not about free trade. They're about taking you over politically. We have the EFF, the Electronic Freedom Foundation, others saying, hey, this is not about trade. This is about taking our rights on the Internet and other things. And it is far more than that, folks. It is global governance. We're going to have our Independence Day vote referendum first Tuesday in November. It's going to be about Trump. You know, Trump said yesterday, we got here because we switched from a policy of Americanism to a policy of globalism. So stay with us and join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the InfoWars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.